Hi, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angelita. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, name Angelica.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's funny. That's my baby mother's name. Well, anyway, yes, I'm trying to file a new claim. I was recently working at my job for 2 years, and I got fired yesterday.
Okay, sorry to hear that. All right.
Yeah, me too. It was
Okay.
crazy.
And you got fired yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
And when will you receive your last paycheck?
I should receive one. I haven't received my last one yet. I think I
Okay.
got one more coming.
Okay, so will it be
For one day.
for one
For
day?
one day. Yeah, I'm gonna get one next week. I'm gonna get one next Friday from my Monday. I went Monday and I fired what I say Tuesday. Yeah, two
Okay.
I fired Tuesday.
Okay, so you didn't get one for this week, but you'll get one for next week and for one day, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And what's your social? I know that one day wouldn't be over 275. What's your social?
No, 419-04-90-44.
All right. And have you filed before?
No, man, I've never filed before.
Okay, 419-04-9044.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Hold one second. Okay, and are you going direct deposit or the benefit card? And do you have your driver's license and ID card?
I have my driver's license.
Okay,
I mean,
and
ID
do you
number. I
doing?
have my ID card.
Okay, all right. You say you have an ID and not a driver's license, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. And what's that first name?
Frederick, FREDRICK, Frederick.
Okay. FREDRICK. And what's the middle initial?
Yes, ma'am. Middle, D as in Douglas.
Okay. What's your last name?
Wise, WISE.
Okay, and date of birth?
8/22/1977.
And have you worked under any other name or social security number?
No, ma'am, never.
Okay, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay, so I have 419-04-9044, and your last first name is Frederick, FREDRICK. Middle initial is D. Last name is Wise, WISE. Date of birth, August 22nd, 1977.
That's correct.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself as being disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
Cheers.
What's your mother's maiden name before marriage?
Gwendolyn Denise Wise.
Wise.
Yeah.
And you say you don't have a driver's license, so you have an ID card. What's that number?
Let's see. Yes, the number is 100-146-67 100-146-67.
Okay. Is that first number, is it a one or is it an I?
Oh, it's an I. I'm sorry. Yes, I.
Okay.
I zero
I
zero
zero
one
zero
four
six seven
one
six.
four six six. Yep. 4667.
4667.
I
Okay.
0014667.
Okay, I thought you said six was on the end. Okay, I 001 4667. And you want your benefits direct deposit or benefit card?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
Need your routing number and account number?
Give me 1 second, ma'am.
Okay. And can you hear me still?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay,
hear
what's
me?
What's your mailing address?
1143 Barley Drive, Barley, Montgomery, Alabama.
Zip code?
36111.
And is the resident and the mailing address the same?
Yes.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And what's your primary phone number?
334-868-7147.
And do you have a secondary number or email address you want to add?
No, I have an email address.
You say you don't have an email address?
Yes, I do. You want the email?
Okay. Yes, if you want to give it.
It's Freddie. It's F-R-E-D-D-I-E, P as in Paul, 187@gmail.com.
Okay. All right, so for the address, I have 1143 Barley, Barley Drive, Montgomery, Alabama, 36111. 36111.
Yes.
Okay. And the phone number is 334-868-7147. Email is FREDDIE, P as in Paul, 187@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Right. All right. Do you have the banking information ready?
1 second. I'm getting it now.
Okay. All right. Security statement questions to verify your identity when filing the UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 202 Crescent Drive, 3515 South Court Street, 413 Warringwood Drive East, or 7305 Wood Allen Court. Never been associated.
What did you say now? Say it again now.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 202 Crescent Drive, 3515 South Court Street, 413 Warringwood.
3515 South Court Street.
Okay. Which of the following street addresses in Norwich have you ever lived at or been associated with? 112 McKinley Avenue, 14 Sylvania Street, 27 Laurel Circle Drive, or 47 Oakwood Knolls. None of the above. Not familiar with the property.
Oh, you repeat those again?
Can you not hear me, sir?
Yes. I said, can you repeat those again? I can't hear you.
Which of the following street addresses in Norwich have you ever lived at or been associated with? Are you familiar with Norwich?
Norwich? North Connecticut?
No, yeah. Norwich, N-O-R-W-I-C-K-C-H?
Yeah. Hey,
okay.
Yeah, Norwich, Connecticut, yes.
Okay,
Okay, go ahead.
112 McKinley Avenue, 14 Sylvania Street, 27 Laurel Circle Drive, or 47 Oakwood Knolls. None of the above. Not familiar with the property.
None of the above. I lived in Knolls before, but not those address.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Waterbury, Jewett City, West Haven, Milford. None of the above.
Jewett City.
Okay. Which of the following counties have you ever lived at or owned property? Otagaville, Alabama, Marion, Alabama, New London, Connecticut, Washington, Alabama, none of the above.
New London.
Okay. Which of the following cities does Elizabeth Stone currently live or own property? Hull, Georgia, Marietta, Georgia, Nashville, Georgia, Rome, Georgia, none of the above. Not familiar with the person. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification dealing with adjustment of wages? You got a letter in the mail from the Labor Department?
No, ma'am.
What's your last day of work? You said today?
Got it. Taking a screenshot.
Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. Okay. The 26th.
Ma'am?
26th, July 26th?
July 26th, yes, ma'am. That's my last day of work.
Okay. All right. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Corporate office.
Okay. You were a corporate officer for the business, or you just worked at the business?
No, I just worked there, yeah.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade of occupation?
No.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Oh, yes.
Have you applied for, are you receiving pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workman compensation due to work-related injuries?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
40 hours a week.
40. What's the lowest hourly wages you would accept?
40.
Okay, it said how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job? So you said 40 hours?
No. About 20 miles.
20? Okay. What's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
15.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
Got it.
What happened?
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
Okay.
All
right. And what's your job description?
I was actually trying to get transferred to the new plant. Well, the other plant. I'm still trying, but I'm just doing this. I'm just doing this just in case for backup. I'm still trying to get. I'm still looking for a job now. I'm just doing it just in case. You know, I still have bills. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes. Mhm. Understand. And what's your job description or title?
I was detail technician.
detail technician?
Yes.
Okay. Automotive detail technician?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It was a top caliber collision. Name of the place, Northern Boulevard, Montgomery, Alabama. Caliber collision.
Okay, so automotive specialty technician or just automotive service technician?
Service technician.
Service technician, okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation as a service technician?
Yes, I'm still seeking some work.
And who is your last separate employer? Who you're filing on now?
Yes, Caliber
Holdings?
Caliber Collision.
Caliber Collision? Okay, it might be Caliber Holdings, so let me check and see. Where is it located?
Northern Boulevard, Montgomery, Alabama. It used to be Action Collision. I was there before Caliber took over.
Okay, Caliber Collision.
It was a pop-up shop. Some other guys bought it.
Okay, so I'm going to put Caliber Collision. They didn't have Caliber Holdings in here, so I'm just going to put Collision because it didn't pop up under Holdings when I put Collision on there. So I was just wondering, had they changed their name over or something? So it'll still pull it if not. And you say it's on Northeastern Boulevard, correct?
Yes. Come out of there.
Montgomery, Alabama, is where you perform your work?
Yes.
Okay. And when was your start date with them?
Let's see. Hold on. No, it was like 2 years ago. I was for like February 2020. February 16th, 2020.
Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. So you have a note. Please note this claim will be effective July 24th. You have indicated your last work day during this claim calendar week. If you file it with a certification on next week, which you will be filing next week, you will be required to report your gross earnings for this week. To calculate your earnings, multiply the number of hours worked by your hourly wages. Failure to report your wages when earned could be considered as fraud and may be reported result in an overpayment or penalty. Okay. So they want you to report your gross earnings when you report on next week. You're going to call. Yeah, I got some number. I'm going to give you a couple of numbers. You need to call a number. Just report your earnings in. I either go to the website. I'll give you the information shortly.
Okay, what's the number? Okay. I call this number when now?
I'm going to give you a number in a few minutes to call. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for pension? Are you receiving pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. And do you have that account number ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right. 1 second.
All right.
Okay. And what's the account information? Your routing number and account number.
Hold on. Okay. I got a question. I'm trying to ask you a question. I got a question for you first.
Okay.
Now, how do I go by this? How do I know if it went through?
Okay. You get a letter from them or you can check your claimant portal page online in about a week or two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It takes 2 to 3 weeks for the claim. Yeah, it takes 2 to 3 weeks for the claim
it
to process.
It takes 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, for the claim to process.
Okay. All right. All right. So we got a number. The routing number is. Which one do you want first?
The routing.
Okay. It's 03-1101-279.
Okay, 03-1101-279.
Yep, 03-1101-279.
Mm-hmm, yes. And what's the account number?
Oh, okay. The account number is 389-109-64-1552.
Okay. So I have it. I'm calling in threes. 389-109-64-1552.
No, 552, yes. 552.
Mm-hmm. 389-109-641-552.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. All right. 1 second. Okay. All right, and this is your separate employer, correct? The collision, caliber collision. And while you're no longer working, quit, discharge, other, lack of work, or laid off, no work available.
I don't know why he fired me. I just fired. I've been there 2 years. He just told me take my stuff from me. I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't ask no questions. I just got the hell up out of there.
Okay, so no reason was given.
Yeah, no reason to give.
Okay. Name and title of the person who terminated you?
Mark Mitchell.
Dwight Mitchell. Okay, 1 second.
Mark. M-A-R. Mark.
Oh, Mark. Mark. Okay, I thought you said Dwight. Okay. M-A-R-K?
Yes.
Mitchell. M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. And he was the... Supervisor.
Yeah.
Supervisor.
Manager, yeah.
Okay. And what's the date on the 26th of July?
Yes.
And what was specifically, what were you told that you're upon your employer when being terminated?
He was just saying, he made his mind up. He just said, take your things and leave.
Okay, he said, take your what and leave?
Your things, take your things and like let
okay. Take my things and leave, okay.
Yeah.
And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
Nothing. I mean I asked him why he terminated. He said his mind was made up. So I just took my head. It wasn't arguing with him. I'm not gonna argue with the guy. I'm telling you, John, I'm looking for work.
Okay, you said, you asked why he was terminating you, and he said, he just, what?
He said, just leave.
Okay. Okay, name and title of the person who informed you of your termination. You said Mark Mitchell, he was a supervisor.
Yeah.
What day were you informed of termination? July 26, 2022. Specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated? I was told to take my things and leave. What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being terminated? I asked why he was terminating me. He said, just leave.
Correct.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
What happened?
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax. When you are approved, do you want them to take 10% for income tax, federal income tax? Okay.
No, I don't want to take no income tax. I want the existence for me because it ain't going to be long.
All right. So your temporary PIN number, if you want to write it down, you'll need it when you get ready to call in your week of certifications on next week. And you have to call in your week of certifications every week. You have from Sunday up until Friday to get it called in, as long as you get it called in before Friday at 5. And you'll get started next week, which is the week of the 31st. And your temporary PIN number is 4477.
4477.
Mm-hmm. And the number you call is 334-954-4094. 334-954-4094.
Or you can go to the website. Mm-hmm. 4094. Okay, you said 954-4094.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Or you can
go to PIN number 4477.
Let's see. One second. Yes, 4477. That's your temporary PIN number. Now, when you call your first time to do your weekly certification, I think they'll ask you if you want to change it, but that'll be up to you if you want to change it. But you have to use that number first. Okay, you can call or either go to the website to find your weekly certification. This is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
That's labor.alabama.gov. Okay, and like I was saying,
labor
you have...
labor.alabama.gov.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. And you have from Sunday up until Friday, as long as you get it called in before Friday at 5. That's every week.
So
when you call in, every week you have from Sunday up until Friday to get it called in, as long as you get it called in before Friday at 5. You'll get started next week, which is the week of the 31st.
So I need to call it on the 31st?
You have any day that week, as long as you get it in before Friday. You can call that Monday, which is August the 1st, as long as you get it in before Friday at 5. And you're going to report your weekly earnings.
I'm calling August 1st?
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You have up until August the 5th to get it called in.
Okay.
That's their Friday, but try not to wait until their Friday in case you have problems with your PIN number. If you have problems with your PIN number going through, then you can give us a call back.
Okay.
And so you have time to get it in before that 5 o'clock on that Friday. So you'll call
Friday,
every week.
Which is the Friday, which is what, the 31st?
No, the Friday is the 5th. Sunday is the 31st. You have Sunday,
okay.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday is the 5th.
Okay.
Now, you have to call in every week. And that's what I'm telling you. You have every week you have to call in. You have from that Sunday up until that Friday to get it called in. And you report your earnings for the previous week. So when you call in next week, you say you're going to call in Monday, August the 1st. You'll be reporting your earnings for this week, the week of the 24th through the 30th.
Okay.
Okay, and that's every week when you're ready to call back the next week, which will be the week of the 7th. You say you're going to call on that Monday. It'll be the 8th, so you're going to report your earnings for the 31st through the 6th.
Okay, now tell me this. Give me the date. I need to make the first call. That's confusing me to get it started.
Okay, so it'll be Sunday or Monday, either day you want to call next week, as long as you get it in before that Friday at 5.
Okay, Sunday. Sunday or next Sunday?
Yep, this Sunday. This Sunday is the 31st.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm calling this Sunday.
Yep, this Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
Either day you want to call.
Before Friday. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, got
at
it. 5. This Sunday, okay. That's 31st.
Yes.
Okay.
And you're going to report your earnings for this week, which will be the week of the 24th through the 30th. It's always the previous week. You have to call in every week, but you report your earnings for the previous week.
Okay. Okay. I understand.
Okay. So So when you get that check, you said you got another check coming out, right?
Yeah, for one day.
Okay, for one day. So if that one day is over the amount which what they allow you, you have to call it in, but it'll tell you, either it'll tell you excessive earnings, and then you have to recall and open it again. But if it's just for one day, it probably won't be over the amount that they approve you for. Okay. All right. Okay, so also, if you don't receive your booklet in the mail, they're going to send you a booklet in the mail. You're supposed to receive it in 7 days. Well, if you don't, you can call the inquiry line. You can also call the inquiry line for payments information. If you don't receive your payments after your claim is approved, you can call that number also. That number is 1-800-361-4524. 1-800-361-4524.
Okay. So how do I know if I get approved or not?
They're going to send you a letter in the mail, or you can go to your claimant portal page, like after you file your first week of certification on next week, you can check on your claimant portal page. And you'll get to your claimant portal page through that same website, labor.alabama.gov. Okay, but let me go back and finish giving you this number here. The 361-4524 number, that's the number for the inquiry line. And you can call them Sunday. You can call them Sunday through Thursday after 5 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
Okay, and that's the inquiry line. So, all right, so you get
I don't call it up for the claim, for my claim number.
No, you call the 334-954 to do your weekly certifications every week.
All right. And I call the 1-800 number if I have any problems.
Yeah, if you have any problems receiving your booklet or your claim while you haven't got paid, you'll call that number. But like I said, the claim is going to be in process about 2 to 3 weeks or 4 weeks, sometime longer. It just all depends. But if you have any questions about why your payment or why whatever happened to the claim, you'll call that number, the 361 number. That's the inquiry line.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So to get into, like I said, they'll send you a letter in the mail, or you can check your claimant portal page. To get to your claimant portal page, you go to that website, labor.alabama.gov, and you click on, it's right on the Alabama. At the top of the page, it says Alabama Department of Labor. So right on the Alabama, you'll see unemployment. You click on file a claim. Then you click on Access Claimant Portal, ACP, Access Claimant Portal. That's number 2. Then you click on Continue. It'll say Welcome to Claimant Portal. Click on Login. And then it's going to ask you if you want to continue with Apple, Google, or Microsoft. And they'll take you to your Claimant Portal page. You might want to continue with Google. They'll take you to your Claimant Portal page, okay? Also, they want you to update your online resume. You can go to the Career Center, or you can go to the website. The web address is AlabamaWorks, that's one word, .alabama.gov. AlabamaWorks, AlabamaWorks, .alabama, AlabamaWorks.gov, G-O-V. And you're going to update an online resume at that site. You can also find that website under the labor.alabama.gov website also. And you'll go under online services and go to Alabama Works. It's the same website, okay? It's very important that you update that resume. It will have interruptions in your benefits also if you don't update the resume. Okay, so I'm going to read you a closing statement. If you have any questions, just recap on the numbers that I've given you.
So how do I update my resume? I don't have a resume, a regular one.
Okay, so go to that website online, and they should have something there for you, or they will coach you into, direct you into what they need you to do. But it sounds like they already have something on there for you. They just want you to update it.
Okay.
Okay, so you just check that website out. Yeah, you just check that website out. Okay, so.
I'll call you guys back. I don't know if I catch you, though, but I'll call.
Okay, what was that now? What did you say?
I said if I have any problems, I guess I how to get into the portal, I will have to call you guys back.
Okay, all right, yeah. So I just explained to you how to get in the portal, but if you, yeah, if you have any
Okay,
problems, you
yeah.
can give us a call back. So you go to
Okay.
alabamaworks.alabama.gov to update that website, though. I mean, update their resume.
Okay, yeah, I got
All right.
that. Yeah, I got that written down.
Okay. All right. So I'm go. I have to read your closing statements before we close the process. Okay. All right. So just a
Okay.
recap on what I just was telling you. The closing statements, the following instructions, and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effectively. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit the Alabama Career Center or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/vosnet to update your online resume. Failure to do so may have interruptions in your benefits. You must be able and available to work, actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file internet, it's www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to call, it's 334-954-4094. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on Fridays, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains the rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction list could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the 7 days or have questions about the information, please call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision of your claim is made. Mr. Wise, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. That sounds about it, I guess.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, sir, and have a great day.
Okay, thank you. So we cross all our T's and dot all our I's, right?
Yes, sir. Hopefully we have. You just have to do your
Okay.
work now. I've done my work. You have to
Okay,
do
yeah.
yours to call in those weekly
I got
certifications.
called on. We have to get that portal. You said update that portal, update that resume.
Yeah,
I'll do
update the
that as soon as
resume.
possible.
Okay, all
Okay,
right.
thank you.
Okay,
Thank you,
all
thank you, Lisa.
right. Okay, you're welcome.
Angelica, what do you say?
And,
Angelica.
oh, no, Angelita.
Angelica?
Yes.
Angelica, that's what I said. That's my baby mother name, yes. All
Oh,
right, thank you, Angelica. Have a good day.
okay. All right, you do the same. Take
All right,
care.
have a good day. Thank
All
you.
right, you do
All
the
right,
same. Oh, you're
bye-bye.
welcome. Bye-bye.